If approved, the term limits measure would make incumbent board members step down after 3 3-year terms, and they could never run again. It was proposed by shareholder and board candidate Mick Beasley, who's highly critical of the corporation's management. Sea Alaska General Counsel and Corporate Secretary Jaylene Arujo says the board opposes the measure.
I know there had been past resolutions provided by Mr. Beasley that were longer, 4 terms, and so 3 terms for sitting board members. They just felt that 3 terms felt very short.
Arujo says the panel also disagrees with keeping former incumbents off the board indefinitely. She says a better approach would be a cooling-off period before they can run again. She also says the Juneau-headquartered corporation would lose important knowledge and history under term limits.
There is recognition that no other regional corporation in the state has term limits because of that stability and experience being important.
Sea Alaska's board has opposed previous term limits measures. It's also been against efforts to eliminate or modify discretionary voting. That's when shareholders turn over the power to cast their ballots to the board. Beasley, a Juneau Carver, has offered other term limits and discretionary voting measures in recent years.
Right now, 40 years of the Sea Alaska Corp has benefited very few. And that's all because of our election system.
5 other shareholders are also running for the board as independents. What's unusual this year is that one is an incumbent who has kicked off the slate of board-endorsed candidates.
I have been outspoken about the poor financial performance of Sea Alaska.
Patrick Anderson, an Anchorage attorney, points to the regional native corporation's many years of operational losses when he criticizes managers. A board member for more than 20 years, Anderson says he's been advocating a system called lean management, which focuses on increased value and eliminating waste. Versions have been used by hospitals, the auto industry, and Sea Alaska's former plastic subsidiary.
We really need to learn how to operate companies, and lean management is how many other outstanding companies in the world have done it.
Corporate Secretary Arujo says she can't speak to the decision to exclude Anderson because it was made by the board in an executive session. Board President Joe Nelson could not be reached for immediate comment. Former board president Albert Kukesh says he could not comment either. Bumping Anderson off the board slate leaves it with only 3 endorsed candidates for 4 seats. One is Inside Passage Electric Cooperative CEO Jody Mitchell. Another is National Congress of American Indians Executive Director Jackie Johnson-Peta. The third is Tlingit Haida Business Corporation CEO Richard Reinhardt. Oregon consultant Vicky Mata, a former vice president of communications for Sea Alaska, says the open seat is unusual.
This year is an opportunity for an independent candidate to be elected, which we have not seen in the past, to have that open seat available.
That happened 2 years ago when Byron Mallott stepped down to run for office. But otherwise, most board openings are filled with appointees who then run as incumbents. In addition to Beasley and Anderson, 4 other independents are running for the board. They include Carver Doug Chilton, financial advisor Brad Flitch, and Bartlett Regional Hospital Controller Karen Togg. The 4th independent is former Sea Alaska Corporate Secretary Nicole Hollingstad, now Operations Director for the National Congress of American Indians. Flitch is among candidates critical of Sea Alaska management. He takes issue with the latest annual report, which describes business growth.
If you're not seeing the improvement that you read about and the smiling faces would indicate.
He says the report shows how Sea Alaska remains in the red without money from other corporations' resource developments. Sea Alaska just announced purchase of a minority share of a Seattle seafood processor. It's expected to announce an ocean monitoring business will be the next investment. Flitch says plans for additional businesses won't help.
They are banking that the acquisitions that they're supposed to announce in the next couple weeks is going to save them. And it's never happened before. Never. And so, as a shareholder, you know, who's been around the block, I don't think this one's going to work out any better than the other one.
Shareholders are in the process of voting. Results will be announced during Sea Alaska's annual meeting, June 25th, in Ketchikan. This is Ed Schoenfeld, reporting in Juneau.